Ladybird Readers. Level 2. Includes Cambridge English Test Practice. James and the Giant Peach. Ladybird Readers. James and the Giant Peach. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Text adapted by Rachel Godfrey. Activities written by Katrin Morris. Song lyrics by Wardour Studios. Adapted from James and the Giant Peach. First published in the USA in 1961 and in Great Britain in 1967. This Ladybird Readers edition published 2021. Roald Dahl. Copyright The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. Quentin Blake, 2021. Roald Dahl is a registered trademark of the Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. www.roalddahl.com. Roald Dahl was a spy, ace fighter pilot, chocolate historian, and medical inventor. He was also the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, The BFG, and many more brilliant stories. He remains the world's number one storyteller. Ladybird Readers. Roald Dahl. James and the Giant Peach. Based on the original title by Roald Dahl. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Picture words. James. Aunt Sponge. Aunt Spiker. Insects. Dropped. Giant peach. Peach stone. Sharks. String. Sky. James lived in a house with his Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker. Sponge and Spiker were horrible. They gave James lots of work to do. James was sad. One day, James found a man in the garden. He gave James a bag of small green things. "Drink them with water," the man said. "They make you big and strong." James ran to the house, but he dropped the bag under a peach tree. The little green things went into the grass. That afternoon, Spiker said,
"Look, Sponge! There's a giant peach on that tree."
People wanted to see the peach. They gave money to Sponge and Spiker. The aunts said,
"We don't need you now, James."
James went inside the peach. He found a door in the peach stone. James opened the door. He saw some big insects.
"Hello," they said. "You can live here."
In the morning, the insects said,
"Let's go."
The giant peach went down the garden and into the sea.
"Where are we?" asked the insects.
"We're in the sea," said James.
"Oh no, there are sharks in the sea," said the insects.
"We need some birds and some string," said James.
The birds carried the peach into the sky. That night, there was bad weather. But James and the insects were safe. In the morning, James and the insects saw a city.
"We're in America," said James.
The people in the city saw the giant peach in the sky.
"Help!" they said.
The peach came down from the sky, but the people were safe. The people loved James and the insects. Lots of children ate the peach. The insects got jobs. James lived in the peach stone in the park. He had lots of friends who often came to see him. He wrote this book too. Activities. The key below describes the skills practiced in each activity. Spelling and writing. Reading. Speaking. Listening. Critical thinking. Singing. Preparation for the Cambridge Young Learners exams. To complete these activities, listen to the audio downloads available at www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Activity 1. Match the words to the pictures. Number 1. Giant peach. A. Number 2. Insects. B. Number 3. Peach stone. C. Number 4. Sharks. D. Number 5. Sky. E. Number 6. String. F. Activity 2. Write the missing letters. Number 1. Insects. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Activity 3. Ask and answer the questions with a friend. Number 1. Who are the people in the picture? Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker. Number 2. What do they look like? Number 3. Do you like them? Why? Why not? Activity 4. Choose the correct words and write them on the lines. House, sponge, garden, James, man, spiker. James lived in a house with his aunt, sponge, and aunt spiker. Sponge and spiker were horrible. James was sad. One day, James found a man in the garden. Activity 4. Choose the correct words and write them on the lines. House, sponge, garden, James, man, spiker. James lived in a house with his aunt and Aunt Spiker. Sponge and were horrible. Was sad. One day, James found a in the Activity 5. Write giant, green, horrible, sad, or small. Number 1. Sponge and Spiker were horrible. Number 2. James was sad. Number 3. The man gave James a bag of small, green things. Number 4. The little green things went into the grass. Number 5. That afternoon, Spiker said,
"Look, Sponge, there's a giant peach on that tree."
Activity 5. Write giant, green, horrible, sad, or small. Number 1. Sponge and Spiker were horrible. Number 2. James was. Number 3. The man gave James a bag of green things. Number 4. The little things went into the grass. Number 5. That afternoon, Spiker said,
"Look, Sponge, there's a peach on that tree."
Activity 6. Listen and write the answers. Number 1. Who saw the giant peach? Spiker. Number 2. Where was it? Number 3. What did people want? Number 4. What did they give Sponge and Spiker? Number 5. What did the ants say to James? Activity 7. Write the correct verbs. Number 1. James, go, went inside the peach. Number 2. He found a door in the peach stone. Number 3. James opened the door. Number 4. He saw some big insects. Number 5. "Hello," they said. "You can live here." Activity 7. Write the correct verbs. Number 1. James, go, went inside the peach. Number 2. He find a door in the peach stone. Number 3. James, open the door. Number 4. He see some big insects. Number 5. "Hello," they say. "You can live here." Activity 8. Look and read. Choose the correct words and write them on the lines. Birds. Giant peach. Insects. Sharks. Number 1. They are animals with two legs and they can fly. Birds. Number 2. People are frightened of these fish. Number 3. They are small animals with lots of legs. Number 4. It is a very big fruit. Activity 9. Talk about the two pictures with a friend. How are they different? Use the words in the box. Sharks, giant peach, sea, birds, sky, string. There are sharks in picture A. There are birds in picture B. Activity 10. Circle the correct sentences. Number 1. A.
We need some birds and some string, said James.
B.
We need some fish and some milk, said James.
Number 2. A. The birds carried the peach to the sea. B. The birds carried the peach into the sky. Number 3. A. There was bad weather. B. There was good weather. Number 4. A. In the evening, James and the insects saw a city. B. In the morning, James and the insects saw a city. Activity 11. Read the story. Choose the right words and write them on the lines. Number 1. A. An. The. Number 2. At. In. On. Number 3. There. Them. They. Number 4. Up. Down. By. In the morning, James and the insects saw a city.
We're in America, said James.
The people in the city saw the giant peach in the sky.
Help, they said.
The peach came down from the sky, but the people were safe. Activity 11. Read the story. Choose the right words and write them on the lines. Number 1. A. An. The. Number 2. At. In. On. Number 3. There. Them. They. Number 4. Up. Down. By. In the morning, James and the insects saw a city.
We're America, said James.
The people in the city saw the giant peach in the sky.
Help!
Said. The peach came from the sky, but the people were safe. Activity 12. Read the questions. Write the answers. Number 1. Did the peach come down from the sky?
Yes, it did.
Number 2. Were the people safe? Number 3. What did the people think of James and the insects? Number 4. Who ate the giant peach? Activity 13. Complete the sentences. Write A to D. Number 1. The insects. Number 2. James lived in the peach stone. Number 3. He had lots of friends. Number 4. He wrote this. A. Book 2. B. Got jobs. C. In the park. D. Who often came to see him. Activity 14. Circle the correct pictures. Number 1. This is above us. A, B, C. Number 2. They live in the sea. Number 3. He is young. Number 4. You can eat it. Activity 15. Who said this? The man. James. The insects. Spiker. Number 1. They make you big and strong, said the man. Number 2.
Look, Sponge. There's a giant peach on that tree, said Spiker.
Number 3.
Hello, you can live here, said the insects.
Number 4.
We're in America, said James.
Activity 15. Who said this? The man. James. The insects. Spiker. Number 1.
They make you big and strong, said the man.
Number 2.
Look, Sponge, there's a giant peach on that tree, said.
Number 3.
Hello, you can live here, said.
Number 4.
We're in America, said.
Activity 16. Order the story. Write 1 to 4. 4. The peach came down from the sky. 3. The birds carried James and the insects in the peach into the sky. 1. A man gave James a bag of small green things. 2. James went inside the peach. Activity 17. Sing the song. Visit www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk for more free Ladybird Readers resources. Role plays. Classroom display material. Flashcards. User guides. Digital edition of every title. Audio tracks. US, UK. Answer keys. Lesson plans. Register and sign up to the newsletter to receive your free classroom resource pack. To access the audio and digital versions of this book, 1. Go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. 2. Click Unlock Book. 3. Enter the code below. there is a giant peach in the tree. James goes inside the peach. What does he find? Ladybird Readers is a series of traditional tales, modern stories, and non-fiction, aligned to the CEFR. Lexile measure provided for every title. Includes practice for the Cambridge English tests. Contains activities that develop speaking, listening, reading, and writing skills. For more information, go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Beginner. First phrases. 25 to 50 words. 50 to 100 words. Starter. Phonics and sight words. 50 to 100 words. Level 1. Pre-A1. YLE starters. 100 to 200 words. Level 2. A1. YLE movers. 200 to 300 words. Level 3. A1 plus. YLE movers. 300 to 600 words. Level 4. A2. YLE flyers. 600 to 900 words. Level 5. A2 YLE flyers, KET. 900 to 1,500 words. Level 6. A2 plus. YLE flyers, KET. 1,500 to 2,000 words. For details of the Roald Dahl Story Company's charitable giving, please visit www.roalddahl.com. Lexile measure 420L. Included online. Audio download. Teachers' resources. Digital book. www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk.